My dearly beloved in Christ, Holy Mother Church places before us this morning, for the third Sunday in a row, the image of St. John the Baptist. This man was an extraordinary man who had been called by God to be the precursor, as we say, of our Lord, to go before him, to prepare the people for the preaching of our Lord. Now, St. John lived a very penitential life. He fasted. He lived a very austere life in the desert until the Holy Ghost inspired him to come out and begin preaching. And the people were very struck by his words. And they were especially moved by the preaching of St. John because, as the old saying goes, he lived what he preached. He was a model. He was an example. And so Holy Mother Church places him again before us on the second, third, and fourth Sundays of Advent as we prepare to celebrate our Lord's birth. Now, in reading St. Luke's Gospel after the words of that we just read here at Mass, the continuation of the third chapter, St. Luke goes on. He said, therefore, to the crowds that went out to be baptized by him, "Brood of vipers, who has shown you how to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits befitting repentance. Very strong words, and yet the people were not put off by this reproach, because they knew that, again, his life was a holy life and that he spoke the truth, and that they needed to repent. And one of the interesting things that is mentioned by a couple of the evangelists is that the people went out to him. Here's St. Matthew. Then there went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. So they went out to St. John confessing their sins. He was a sort of confessor before, of course, the sacrament of penance was instituted by our Lord. And they did this because they were sorry for their sins. So he had a tremendous effect upon the people, and he told them to amend their lives. As it says in Isaiah, the crooked ways shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth. We have to straighten out what is crooked in our lives. We have to amend. And that is how we really prepare to celebrate our Lord's birth at Christmas. During the time of Advent, we should be doing some penance, giving up something we enjoy, doing a sacrifice in honor of our Lord. So now we have, after today, because we don't do penance on the Sunday, we have 2 days left. Let us resolve to spend them well. Make some additional sacrifices during these final 2 days of Advent as we prepare for Christmas. Now, St. John the Baptist always pointed out our Lord, and this is one of the things that we notice in his life, humility. He said of our Lord, he must increase and I must decrease. His whole purpose was to prepare for our Lord, to point out our Lord. On one occasion, our Lord was there walking by the river Jordan, and St. John saw him, and he had a group of his own disciples gathered around him. And he pointed to our Lord and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." And we use those words, of course, right before Holy Communion. So he pointed out our Lord. He said he is not worthy to stoop down and loosen the sandal of our Lord. What a wonderful example to us of humility we see in St. John the Baptist. And again, he pointed to our Lord. His whole purpose was to lead people to Jesus. And this reminds us of what St. Louis Marie de Montfort says in True Devotion, that Jesus Christ is our last end. Mary, and devotion to Mary, is a means to the end. As he points out, St. Louis, Our Lady doesn't take the honor and the love and the devotion we give to her and keep it for herself. She turns around and directs it to her divine Son, and she leads us to her Son. And this is important for us to remember, especially at this time of year. The devil has been very clever and very successful in eliminating to a great degree in the minds of many people the whole reason for Christmas. The idea of the songs that are sung oftentimes during Christmas, just the secular songs about snowmen and snow and a winter scene and that type of thing, forgetting altogether our Lord. A couple nights ago, I had taken out the seminarians that were left before they went home Friday night, went out to dinner, and we came across a group, church group, singing in town the religious songs, the beautiful songs that speak about our Lord and his birth. And what a wonderful thing that is, that they were promoting our Lord at this time of year when so many forget him. You've heard the saying that Jesus is the reason for the season. And we must remember that Jesus Christ is our last end, and we are preparing to celebrate his birth and to receive him into our hearts at Christmas. And to do so, we must do what Isaiah says and what we read in the gospel, to make the crooked ways straight, to suppress our fallen human nature, to practice virtue, to overcome our faults, to fight the good fight of death to self. So let us then prepare well to celebrate our Lord's birth, to receive him into our hearts, and also to prepare one day to meet him at the end of our lives, where he will be our judge. May we find a merciful and loving judge, and we will, if we live as he has asked us and taught us to live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.